From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Iraq launches an offensive to retake the provincial capital, Ramadi. Baghdad says Iraqi security forces have retaken parts of Ramadi from Islamic State fighters that seized the Anbar provincial capital back in May. Rick Brennan, RAND Corporation regional analyst, says it's the result of months of planning.
It took them about 6 months in order to build the forces and develop a plan to go in. But right now, the Iraqi forces have essentially surrounded Ramadi. U.S. and coalition airstrikes have been hitting key targets, and they're making good progress on recapturing portions of Ramadi. The big fight has yet to come, which is a city center.
Iraqi forces have focused on encircling and cutting off supply lines around the city before launching their offensive. Protests erupted in the Central African Republic's capital, Bangui, over news that former President Francois Bozizé has been barred from running in this month's elections. Meanwhile, the head of the UN Regional Office for Central Africa, Abdoulaye Bathily, warned the Security Council Tuesday violence in the region has triggered a humanitarian and security crisis. He pointed to Boko Haram as among the culprits.
This terrorist group stepped up its attacks against civilian and military targets in the Lake Chad Basin area, notably in Cameroon and Chad, leading to a further deterioration in the security, economic, humanitarian, and human rights situation.
He praised the visit to Africa last month by Pope Francis and what he called his timely appeal for peace and reconciliation. French officials say four of its soldiers are being questioned in connection with allegations of child rape in Central African Republic. The alleged abuse occurred between late 2013 and mid-2014. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden has assured Ukraine's lawmakers the United States will never recognize Russia's attempt to annex Crimea, drawing a standing ovation in the country's parliament.
Today, Russia is occupying sovereign Ukrainian territory. Let me be crystal clear. The United States does not, will not, never will recognize Russia's attempt to annex the Crimea.
Mr. Biden assured them of continued U.S. support, calling on Moscow to comply with the Minsk ceasefire agreement, designed to ease tensions over the conflict or face continued sanctions. Ukraine partially restored power to Crimea Tuesday after a series of explosions last month that damaged high-voltage lines supplying electricity to the peninsula. Electricity began flowing again along one of four lines destroyed by blasts during protests against Russia's annexation of the peninsula. Following the explosions, pro-Ukrainian activists, including Crimean Tatars, prevented engineers from conducting repairs. Investigators looking into last week's California massacre believe the husband and wife shooters may have been preparing their mass murder for as long as a year. There are still no signs that U.S.-born Syed Rizwan Farooq and his Pakistani wife Tashfeen Malik were part of a terror cell or group. Liberia says it's released its last two known Ebola cases as it starts a new countdown to declare itself free of the deadly virus. Tolbert Yanswa is the country's assistant health minister.
No need to panic in Liberia about Ebola. Absolutely no need. No need. No need to cancel your plane tickets when you come into Liberia for Christmas. Continue to come here. The place is safe. We will do our best to keep the place safe. Investors should continue to carry on their projects. Our job is to keep you safe.
There are still dozens of contacts still under quarantine in Liberia, with 30 of them deemed high risk. The West African country was declared Ebola-free twice before, until the latest cases were confirmed. Neighboring Sierra Leone was declared Ebola-free back in November, while Guinea's last known case recovered 2 weeks ago. At least two Kenyans now are facing charges of killing at least two lions and poisoning several others inside Kenya's Masai Mara Game Park after herdsmen complained that the lions were attacking and devouring their cattle. The men have pleaded not guilty, but they could face prison and big fines if they're convicted. The lions involved had been part of a wildlife documentary by the British Broadcasting Corporation called Big Cat Diaries. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.